A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 92 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, after an internal investigation is underway at a private school in Sandy. After someone drew swastikas in the school's yearbooks.
The Waterford School in Sandy says they can confirm they were drawn by middle school kids, but they're not saying how many yearbooks had swastikas in them.
We're taking this matter very seriously. There is absolutely no place for hatred or bigotry in our school.
Head of school Andrew Menke says there's about 1,000 kids that go to Waterford.
We're deeply committed to the well-being and safety and the inclusion and belonging of all members of our community.
He says right now the investigation is internal, but depending on what they learn, they might expand that. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:31. Our top national story, the man in charge of the FDA is admitting his agency made mistakes leading up to the baby formula shortage.
There are systemic issues at FDA and in our interactions with the industry and our authorities that need to be corrected.
Dr. Robert Califf was speaking to a Senate committee a day after he was grilled by a House committee. He's promising that new processes are in place to prevent similar problems in the future. Here in Utah, there could be some new hope for parents on the hunt for baby formula. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe here.
The state's WIC coordinator, Jodell Geilman-Park, says they are now getting in some of the pre-made formulas that don't require you add water. Those are going onto store shelves. And she hopes that's just one of the signs that things are about to change. The state is also getting some of the harder-to-find formulas for allergies, but those are going to pediatricians' offices and hospitals.
The health department's also reminding families that most babies can change formulas without any problems, but they may become fussy for a few days. Police say a 12-year-old girl, Isabella Melgoza, is missing and is at risk. West Valley police say she stands around 5 foot tall with dyed blue-green hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a purple halter top, jeans, and a purple galaxy print backpack. If you have any information or if you think you've seen her, call West Valley police. There's been another murder in the small town of Springville this week. It's the third in a little more than a week.
Three are dead in Springville after a series of murders has baffled local law enforcement and Springville's mayor, Matt Packard.
While you may hear about those kinds of things in larger cities, it's just very uncharacteristic of Springville.
The latest just this week at 417 North 100 East, where the elderly victim, 75-year-old Michael Huff, was shot by his daughter, Krista Lynn Mortensen. According to an affidavit of probable cause, she ran to a neighbor's home asking for medical assistance with her father's face. Feeding tube. Police responded when it was learned he was shot and killed. The gun found nearby. Two other murders within days of each other involve a man whose body was found on his front porch and a 19-year-old male, victim of what investigators say is a murder-suicide. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about why Texas police officers didn't immediately enter that elementary school when the shooter entered on Tuesday. Victor Escalon of the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers were taking on gunfire from the suspect while they waited for backup.
There's a lot going on, a lot complex situation. They're measuring. Approximately an hour later, U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrive. They make entry, shoot and kill the suspect.
19 children and two adults were killed inside. Senator Mitch McConnell is signaling he might be open to gun control legislation.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell gave his blessing on bipartisan negotiations this morning. In a meeting with Senator John Cornyn, McConnell encouraged the Texas senator to meet with Democrats to see if there is a bipartisan path forward on gun control. Bipartisan bill by Senators Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey sought to expand background checks following the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary, but the bill didn't have enough support to overcome the GOP filibuster. Alex Brochet, ABC News, Washington.
A new Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll shows more Utahns than not disagree with the decision of Democrats not to put up a candidate for Senate this year. Democratic delegates chose instead to back independent Evan McMullen. Broken down by party, the poll shows more Democrats agree that the decision was a good one. 50% of them say yes, it was. 36% of Democrats disagree with the decision to back Evan McMullen. We reached above 90 degrees today in Salt Lake City, first time this year, but things are about to cool off just in time for the weekend. And KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says we have a pretty good chance of rain and even lots of it this weekend.
With the drought, it may not help that much, but where it will help is just with watering the lawns. And so we can all take a break from using the water to save up, because I know we are really running on low water supply this year.
So there is your proverbial silver lining. All the rain will bring the temperatures over the weekend down into the 60s. In fact, maybe even below. KSL News Time 5:36. Ricky Meese, you have your hands full.
We sure do. And the drivers, I just feel sorry for you. We have emergency traffic southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County due to a crash we had in Midvale. On northbound I-15 in Davis County due to a vehicle fire in Clearfield. But Redwood Road, just a tough drive tonight. And these are solid southbound delays from Bangor Highway all the way to 2100 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.